姊妹霍启说，那第十章还有一半没有讲呢。
Maybe you would say we have not finished the latter half of chapter 10.
因为现在我们主日学只有半个钟头。
Because now we only have half an hour for our Sunday school.
所以每次只能讲半章。
So every time we can only finish half chapter.
第十章后面一段并不是不重要。
It is not the latter half of chapter 10 is not important.
但是我们没有时间去仔细的讲它。
But it's that we don't have enough time to talk about it in detail.
但是我可以把它总结的来讲。
But I can give you a quick summary.
第十章后面一半讲到一件严肃的事。
The latter half of chapter 10 talks about a serious thing.
就是讲到那我们是不是可以很随便的来犯罪呢？
It asks us, can we just sin carelessly?
因为我们随时可以来到神的面前。
Because we can come to God anytime.
因为有一条又新又活的道路。
And we have a new way that's opened up for us.
是不是我们就可以随便的犯罪，然后来到神的面前？
So can we deliberately keep on sinning and come before God?
我相信我们每一个人都知道这个答案。
I'm sure every one of us know the answer.
儿童参加主日学啊，回去都会带了一张小的条子。
When the children attend Sunday school, they will go home with a little slip of paper.
那个条子就讲到当天所讲的故事。
And it talks about the story they share that day.
通常我们回去的时候都要再把那个条子跟他们讲一遍。
And when we go home, we usually review the story again with them.
因为怕他在教会有时候没有好好听。
Because I was afraid that they might not have paid attention at church.
有一天啊，那个故事是这样子讲的。
One day the story goes like this.
他说有一个妈妈跟一个孩子。
The story said there was a mother and a child.
那个孩子就犯错了。
And the child has done something wrong.
然后那个妈妈就把那个孩子叫到面前来。
And the mother called to the child.
那个妈妈就跟那个孩子一起祷告。
And the mother prayed with the child.
然后祷告完了以后呢，那个妈妈就说。主耶稣赦免你的，所以我也赦免你。
And after the prayer, the mother told the child, Jesus has forgiven your sins, and now I also forgive you.
我们讲到这里的时候，我们那个孩子眼睛就亮起来了。
And when I talk about this point, my son's eyes brightened up.
他说，妈妈，以后我们就这样做。
And she said, Mother, from now on, we will do it this way.
以后我们就是这样，我们犯错了，我们就祷告，然后就没有事了。
And from now on, if I've done anything wrong, we just pray and nothing will happen.
我应不应该答应他？
Should I agree to his request?
这不很属灵的一件事
呢？ Isn't this very spiritual?
那为什么我们都不这样做呢？
Why don't we all do it like this?
这有一个问题在。
There's a question. There's a problem.
因为这个孩子不知道他所受的应该受的鞭伤是主耶稣替他受。
Because the child did not understand the stripe that he needs to bear, Jesus has already bore the stripe for him.
如果有一天他了解。
Until one day he understood.
他所应受的责罚乃是基督为他所受。
The punishment that is due for him, Christ has already bore the punishment.
那孩子就不需要再责打。
Then you don't need to punish the child anymore.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same with us.
如果我们来到神的面前。
If we come before God.
我们知道神为我们所成就的。
We know what God has accomplished for us.
我们知道神为我们所受的刑罚。
We know the punishment which he took for us.
我们来到至圣所瞻仰神的人面。
When we come to the Holy of Holies and gaze upon his beauty.
这样的人不会再犯罪。
These kind of people will not sin deliberately.
这样的人心里面不会想要犯罪。
In that person's heart, he will not want to sin anymore.
这就是第十章后半所要告诉你。
This is what it tells us in the latter half of chapter 10.
在第十章里面，我们讲到我们得到三件事情。
In chapter 10, we share that we have gained three things.
头一件事情，我们讲到我们进到至圣所的里面。
First, we have entered into the Holy of Holies.
第二，我们得到一个又新又活的道路。
Second, we have received a new and living way.
第三，我们有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Third, we have a high priest over the house of God.
我们讲到，我们进到神的至圣所里面，我们需要一个事情。
We share that when we enter into the Holy of Holies, we need one thing. We need to come in faith.
我们讲到，当我们走到这个又新又活道路的时候，我们里面要有一件事。
When we walk on the new and living way, we need to have one thing within us.
我里面要有那个盼望。
We must have hope in it.
在神的家中，有一位大祭司作为我们的治理。
And in the house of God, we have a great priest over the house of God.
我们在这里面要知道彼此相爱。
Here we need to know how to love one another.
我今天讲到十一章要。
And today, chapter 11 talks about this faith.
然后十二章以后讲到这个盼望。
And chapter 12 talks about the hope.
最后第十三章讲到这个爱。
And chapter 13 talks about love.
在第十一章里面，因为我们都很熟悉，所以今天我们不读了。
In chapter, since we're all very familiar with chapter 11, then we will not read it again.
他一开始对信心下一个定义。
And first, he gives a definition to the word faith.
他说信心是所望之事的实底。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以在这边我们看见，这两个是让我们看见，一个是我们所希望的。
Now, what these two words show us, one is what we hope for.
一个是实体。
And the other is substantially.
另外一个是未见之事的确据。
The other is the certain of what we do not see.
这里同样有两个字，一个是未见。
Here we see two words, one is unseen.
一个是确据。
The other is conviction.
我们讲到这个确据的时候，我们都是讲到一件事情已经发生了。
When we talk about conviction, we talk about one thing which has not happened, which has happened, that happened.
因为我们有看见。
Because we have not seen.
但是因为有了这个证据，我们就知道它发生了。
But because we had the conviction, then we know it had happened.
所以这一句话呢，是讲到所有以前发生过的事。
So the second word talks about everything that happened in the past.
那第一句话呢，是讲到还没有发生的事情。
And the first word talks about what has not happened yet.
你盼望的事情都是还没有发生的事情。
Everything that you hope for has not yet happened.
我们不会盼望一件已经发生的事情。
We will not hope for something that has already happened.
所以信心对于将来发生的事情，就是把它看成一个实际。
So faith is to see what we hope for as being substantial.
虽然还没有发生。
Even though it has not happened yet.
但是对他来讲，好像一个已经发生的事情一样。
But to him, it has already happened.
对于从前发生的事情。
And to the things that happened before.
已经发生了。
That had happened.
但是我没有看见。
But we have not seen.
信心就是像一个证据一样。
Faith is like a conviction.
没有一个人看见。神怎么样造天地？
No one has seen how God created the universe.
你没有看见，我也没有看见。
You have not seen and I have not seen.
所以那是包括在这个里面。
So that is included in that word unseen.
但借着信心，我们知道神借着他的话创造这个世界。
But through faith, we know that God has created the universe.
我们盼望有一天，我们可以到神到在启示里面，我们要到一个新天新地里面。
We hope that one day in the revelation we will enter into the new heaven and earth.
这是我们所盼望的事。
That is something that we hope for.
但是对我们来讲，我们觉得那是件必成的事。
And we know that will happen.
这就是信心。
That is faith.
一个人如果有信心是怎么样的表现？
What is the attitude of a person who has faith?
信心是件看不见的东西。
Faith is something that you cannot see.
但是一个有信心的人，他是有一定的表现。
But a person with faith will have definitely a behavior.
所以十一章里面就用一些人来告诉我们他们的信心。
And so in chapter 11, it uses different characters to tell us about their faith.
它里面讲到很多的人，今天我们只能讲到亚伯拉罕。
And it talks about many characters, and today we can only talk about Abraham.
它讲到一共有八个人。
It gives eight examples.
到亚伯拉罕一共有四个人。
And to Abraham, Abraham was the fourth one.
然后从亚伯拉罕到约瑟又有四个人。
And from Abraham to Joseph, there's another four characters.
同一个人让我们看到的是亚伯。
The first one we see is Abel.
第二个人让我们看到的是以诺。
Second is Enoch.
然后第三个人是挪亚。
And third is Noah.
这三个人分成头一组。
And these three people are in the first category.
然后后面从亚伯拉罕到约瑟算是另外一个组。
And Abraham to Joseph is the second category.
为什么从挪亚这里断掉呢？
And why did we change at Noah?
因为在挪亚的时候神就毁灭他所创造的那个世界。
Because at Noah's time, God has destroyed his creation.
然后拣选挪亚跟他的后代。
And he had chosen Noah and his descendants.
所以在挪亚以前，这里有三个人是信心的代表。
And before Noah, we see three representatives of faith.
这些人做了什么事情呢？
And what have they done?
那为什么他们被提出来呢？
And why are they being mentioned here?
亚伯做了一件事。
Abel has done one thing.
就是献祭。
He has offered a sacrifice.
他在这里按照神的心意杀了一只羊羔献祭。
Here he offered a sacrifice according to God's will. He offered a lamb.
那以诺做了什么事呢？
And what had Enoch done?
他与神同行。
Enoch had walked with God.
那挪亚又做了什么事呢？
What had Noah done?
挪亚他建了一个方舟。
He had built an ark.
他们的信心是什么？
What are their faith?
他们在什么事情上表现他们的信心？
In what areas do they have shown their faith?
亚伯他献一只羊羔，表示他对于这个血的信心。
When Abel offered up the lamb, it shows that he has faith in the blood.
该隐献自己的土产。
Cain has offered the goods, the produce from the land.
但是亚伯知道，就血，就靠着血可以来到神的面前。
But Abel knows only by the blood that we can come before God.
所以亚伯的信心还是建立在这个血的上面。
So Abel's faith was built upon the blood.
所以他的名字被提出来了。
And that's why his name is mentioned here.
因为今天每一个在信心里面来到神面前的人，都需要。把我们的信心建立在这个血的上面。
Today, every one of us that comes before God in faith, we need to build our faith upon the blood.
以诺这个人，他一生最记载的一件事就是他与神同行。
Enoch, his life is one that walks with God.
他靠着神来过地上的日子。
He relied upon God to live his daily life.
他神是他的扶持。
And God is his support.
神是他的安慰。
God is his comfort.
所以他的信心在哪里呢？
So where is his faith?
他的信心在这个祭司的身上。
On what?
祭司。
Oh, his faith is upon this great this priest.
这个神就在那里扶持他。
God supported him.
这个挪亚呢？
What about Noah? He had prepared an ark.
这个方舟就把这个所有的百姓拯救出来了。
And this ark has saved all the people.
什么是方舟呢？
What is the ark?
这个方舟就代表神的拯救。
The ark represents God's salvation.
神在人堕落以后呢，他的心里面就有一个拯救的计划。
After the falling of man, God has a plan of salvation for man.
这个计划就浓缩在他的心意，浓缩在他的约的里面。
And this plan was condensed in his covenant.
那个约在旧约就是在那个约柜的里面。
And that covenant in the Old Testament was in the ark.
人就是借着约柜能够被拯救出来。
And only through the ark man can be saved.
这挪亚所做的那个方舟就是那个约柜的影子。
And the ark which Noah has built was the shadow for the ark of covenant of God.
所以我们看见这里。他的信心还是建立在神的约上面。
So we see that his faith was built upon the covenant of God.
所以我们看见这三个人 他们一个人信心建在血的上面。
We see the three persons. The first, his faith is built upon the blood.
一个人信心是在祭司的上面。
And the second is built upon the priest.
一个人的信心是在那个约的上面。
And the third is built upon the covenant.
然后就进到了亚伯拉罕。
And then we come to Abraham.
我们提到亚伯拉罕，就要提到他的儿子以撒。
When we mention about Abraham, we must mention about his son Isaac.
他的儿子雅各。
And Isaac's son Jacob.
他的儿子约瑟。
And Jacob's son Joseph.
当神确定了他的心意以后
，When God is sure of His will,
他就把他的心意告诉亚伯拉罕。
And He told it to Abraham.
对亚伯拉罕以后，就成为他们的应许。
And then it becomes the promise for Abraham.
亚伯拉罕一生就为了这个应许而活。
Abraham lived for this promise.
然后这个应许就传到以撒的身上。
And he passed the promise to Isaac.
以撒也是为了这个应许而活。
Isaac also lived for the same promise.
这个应许就传到雅各，
然后
也是。
Passed to Jacob and then to Joseph.
一直传在以色列百姓的当中。
And then to the sons of Israel.
这个应许是什么呢？
And what is this promise?
就是神的应，就是神的约。
And that is the covenant of God.
然后我们从亚伯拉罕的身上，我们可以看见四件事情。
From Abraham's life, we can see four things.
这里我们读希伯来书十一章的时候，它有四次提到借着信心。
When we read Hebrew 11, it says by faith. It mentions the word by faith four times.
这四次就看见神在亚伯拉罕身上做的四件事。
And these four times shows us the four things which God has done in Abraham's life.
头一件事是要他离开他的本家。
First, he wants him to leave his homeland.
他说借着信心他离开了。
By faith, he left. He went out.
第二件事情是讲到借着信心他等候。
And second is by faith, he waits.
虽然他进到迦南地的时候，神的应许还没有成就，但是他在那里等候。
Even though when he entered into the land of Canaan, God's promise has not accomplished yet, but he waited there.
第三件事，因着信心，我们看见他接受神的祝福，神给他一个儿子。
And third is by faith he has received a blessing, which is his son.
第四件事情，因着信心，他把以撒献给神。
Fourthly, by faith he has offered Isaac to God.
这是亚伯拉罕身上。借着神的恩典，他做了四件事。
By the grace of God, these are the four things that happened in Abraham's life.
这也是每一个亚伯拉罕的后裔，一个有信心的人，他的身上要经历的事情。
And every descendant of Abraham, those who have faith, needs to experience four things. These four things.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他就离开他的本家。
When God called to Abraham, he left his homeland.
这个。呼召是非常重要的。
This calling is very important.
今天很多人能够喜欢容易讲到他的负担。
Today it's easy for many people to talk about their burden.
但是如果没有神的呼召就没有负担。
But without the calling of God, you will not have any burden.
不管我们做什么样的决定，什么样的事，都需要有神的呼召。
No matter what decisions we have made or what things we want to accomplish, we must have the calling of God.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他就顺服了。
When God called to Abraham, he obeyed.
这也是神在我们身上要做的事情。
And this is what God wants to accomplish in our life.
神要祝福一个人，首先要把我们呼召出来。
God wants to bless a person, but first he must call to that person.
但是很奇怪的一件事，当神呼召人的时候，然后他立刻就叫人等候。
But something very amazing, as soon as he called to the man, he asked him to wait.
摩西以为他被神呼召了。
Moses thought that he had a calling of God.
但是神把他召到旷野等候40年。
But God called him to the wilderness to wait for 40 years.
保罗以为神呼召他去马其顿。
Paul thought that God had called him to Macedonia.
但是他到了马其顿以后，就看到一个妇人。
But when he went to Macedonia, he only saw a woman there.
这是一个很重要的一步。神呼召人以后，第二个就是要他等候。
This is a very important step. After God has called to a man, he wants men to wait.
神呼召以色列人出埃及了。
God has called Israelites to leave Egypt.
然后叫他们在旷野等候。
But then they have to wait in the wilderness.
结果他们全部都死在旷野。
And they all die in the wilderness.
他们没有办法经过这一个功课。
Because they cannot overcome the second lesson.
等候是很难的一件事。
Waiting is a very difficult lesson.
保罗说神说亚伯拉罕在迦南地做寄居的。
And God said that Abraham was a stranger in the land of Canaan.
做寄居是件很难过的事。
It is very difficult.
特别是当亚伯拉罕到迦南地，他也没有那里一个犹太人的聚会。
Especially when he went to the land of Canaan, there's not a meeting for the Jews.
他也没有一个犹太人的店可以买犹太人的。
There's not a store for the Jews that he can buy Jewish goods.
但是为了神的旨意，他需要在那里等候。
But for God's will, he has to wait in the land of Canaan.
他的生活是一个帐篷的生活。
His life is a life of a tent.
换句话说，他没有在任何一个地方做长留的打算。
That which tells us that he did not decide to stay at a certain place for a very long time.
当神要他离开的时候，他随时都准备离开。
Whenever God wants him to move on, he will leave.
这是一个跟随神的人。
This is a person who follows.God.
这个等候就有了结果。
And this waiting has a result.
神就赐给他一个儿子。
God has blessed him with a son.
这是一件很重要的事。
This is also very important.
因为从这件事情身上，亚伯罕知道神所有的应许都是可能的。
Because from this incident, Abraham realized all the promises God is sure.
虽然神对亚伯罕讲了很多的事。
Even though God had told many things to Abraham,
但是亚伯拉罕经过这个神迹以后，他知道神是信实的。
But after this miracle, Abraham knows that God is faithful.
另外，亚伯拉罕认识另外一件事，就是他自己是不能的。
He also realized one thing that he is unable.
神没有给他一个儿子，在他50岁的时候。
God did not give Abraham a son while he was 50 years old.
如果神给他一个儿子，在他50岁的时候，他认为是他自己的功劳。
If God has given him that son when Abraham was 50 years old, he would think that it's his own work.
神也没有给他一个儿子，在他70岁的时候。
God did not give him a son while he was 70.
70岁的时候，还有可能是他的功劳。
Because when he was 70, it might still be his own work.
所以神等到他99岁的时候。
God waited until he's 99 years old.
这都完全没有问题了。
At this time, there's no question about it.
这个时候，如果神给他一个儿子，完全不是他的功劳。
If God gives him a son, God has given him a son.
这是神要给我们的第三个功课。
This is the third lesson that God has given to us.
我们要认识一个地步，知道这不是我们的功劳。
We must come to the point that we know this is not our own work.
然后我们才能够把荣耀归给神。
Then we can give the glory to God.
神带领人都是这样带领的。
This is how God guides men.
所以神把以利亚带到那个基利西的旁边。
And so when God has guided Elijah to the brook of Gilead.
到那里他就知道不是他的功劳。
And there he know it is not his own work.
他不能够让自己得到饱足。
Because he cannot feed himself.
神就把那个彼得带领到那个小使女的面前。
And God has led Peter to the little servant girl.
让他知道他自己一无所能。
And to show him that Peter cannot do anything.
然后神最后要做一件事。
And lastly, God will do one thing.
他要亚伯拉罕把以撒献给神。
He want Abraham to offer up Isaac.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
亚伯拉罕把以撒献给神。他需要先做一件事。
When Abraham offered up Isaac, he must do one thing first.
他如果没有做这件事，他就不能做这件事。
If he has not accomplished the first one, he cannot offer up Isaac.
亚伯罕需要先死。
Abraham must die to himself first.
如果亚伯罕还没有死的话，他不可能把以撒献给。
If he has not died to himself first, then he cannot offer up Isaac.
当亚伯罕把以撒献给神的时候，
When Abraham offered up Isaac to God,
亚伯拉罕就是一个活的祭。
Abraham himself is a living sacrifice.
虽然那个祭坛上的火还没有点着。
even though he had not lit up the fire on the altar.
但是亚伯翰的心已经被点着了。
But his heart has already been lit up.
他的心已经被燃烧了。
And his heart is burned.
所以他成为一个活的祭物。
Therefore, he himself became a living sacrifice.
虽然神的应许还没有成就。
Even though God's promise has not yet accomplished.
但是神在亚伯拉罕身上的旨意已经完成了。
But God's will on Abraham's life has accomplished.
神在一个信他的人身上所要完成的就是这一件事。
And this is what God wants to accomplish in a believer's life.
在我们每一个人的身上，神要带我们经过这一条信心的道路。
In every one of us, God will guide us through this way of faith.
首先，他要把我们呼召出来。
First, He will call to us.
然后，他要我们学习等候的功课。
Then He wants us to learn the lesson of waiting.
然后要让我们看到我们自己是完全的不行。
Then he will show us that we ourselves are totally unable.
当我们看见我们不行的时候，神的恩典就丰丰富富的临到我们身上。
And when we know that we are unable, then his grace shall pour to us abundantly.
然后神要我们学一件宝贵的功课。
Then he wants us to learn a precious lesson.
就把我们这个人放在祭坛的上面。
That is to put ourselves upon the altar.
神在我们这个人身上的旨意就完成了。
Then His will will be accomplished in our life.
虽然这个应许还没有完全的成就。
Even though the promise has not been accomplished,
has
not been fulfilled.
但对亚伯拉罕来讲，事情已经成了。
But to Abraham, it is done.
所以神完成了他的工作在亚伯拉罕。
So God has finished His work in Abraham's life.
所以神说，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That's why God said we are all descendants of Abraham.
神没有说我们是挪亚的子孙。
God did not say we are all descendants of Noah.
神也没有说我们是以撒的子孙。
God did not say we are descendants of Isaac.
神单单说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He only said that we are the descendants of Abraham.
并不是因为要高举亚伯拉罕。
It is not because he want to exalt Abraham.
但是因为在亚伯拉罕身上他所做的，他要做在我们的身上。
But it's because what he has done in Abraham's life, he want to do it in our life also.
然后这以撒、雅各他们就是承续亚伯拉罕、的信心。
And Isaac and Jacob have inherited the faith of Abraham.
以撒、按照神的应许来祝福他的儿子。
Isaac blessed his son according to God's promise.
雅各按照这个应许来祝福约瑟。
And Jacob has blessed his son, according to God's promise.
然后约瑟因为这个应许的缘故，他说他的遗体要离开埃及。
And because of his promise, Joseph said, that his body shall not stay in Egypt.
他们都是活在这个应许里面。
They all live under this promise.
因为他们知道神的应许要借着他们成就。
Because they know that God's promise shall be accomplished through them.
我们知道读过希伯来书以后知道这个还不过是一个影像而已。
After we read the book of Hebrew, we know that this is only but a shadow.
我们是亚伯拉罕的真正的子孙。
We are the true descendant of Abraham.
这个应许是神给我们的。
And this promise is what God has given to us.
神要在我们身上得到这一切。
He will also accomplish the same work.
神不是单单的要求。
God did not just request.
他乃是先预备。
But he prepared first.
他预备了他的宝血。
He has prepared his blood.
他预备了祭司。
He prepared a priest.
他预备了他的约。
And he also prepared a covenant.
他预备了这个又新又活的道路。
He prepared this new and living way.
然后他才对我们有所要求。
And then he has this request of us.
要我们能够走在这个又新又活的道路上。
So that we are able to walk on this new and living way.Let us pray. Lord, we thank you.
借着这些信心的人
And through these people of faith,
让我们看见你在我们身上所要做的事
that we can see what you want to accomplish in our life.
我们也求你把这个活的信心赏给我们
We ask you to give us this living faith.
好叫我们能够承受你的应许
So that we can also inherit your promise.
这样祷告呢是奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.